Hello everyone, hello and welcome to another episode of Christian Talk with Betty, a Christian podcast where faith, inspiration, and meaningful conversations come together. And I'm your host, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you and may God bless you. This episode is more of an encouragement. In fact, it's entirely an encouragement, and I pray that you're going to be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure you're going to agree with me that life is a roller coaster. Yes, life is a roller coaster, and the truth is, we all have our ups and downs. We face a lot at times, you know. We find ourselves in unwanted situations, like we face difficulties, challenges that, you know, really makes us sad at times, unhappy. And at times it's, you know, shakes our faith and our trust. But we have to understand that even the Bible states it clear in John 16 verse 33 that in this world we are going to face tribulations, but we should be of good cheer. That's the intriguing part. We should be of good cheer because Jesus has overcome the world for us. He has overcome these tribulations. He has overcome these difficulties, all those challenges. And we have to just key into that finished work of Jesus. We have to see God as our co-rider in all these difficult moments. We have to understand that He is there beside us, willing to help us and ready to help us through those problems. I want you to imagine God as the co-pilot of your life. You know, He's not just there for the smooth skies alone, but also for the turbulence. And all we just need to do is to trust Him completely. You have to trust God. You have to trust Him that when you are going through the toughest moment, He is right there guiding you and walking you all through those challenges. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will guide your path. He will make your path right. He will make your path straight. We have to just trust God and, you know, depend completely on Him, not relying on our own strength, because for by strength shall no man prevail. 1 Samuel 2 verse 9b. We don't even have any strength to help us face those challenges, to, you know, solve those problems for us. We cannot help ourselves, so we have to rely on our helper. We have to trust Him. We have to, you know, believe in Him to help us and to walk us through all those challenges. You cannot, you know, your strength alone cannot, your strength or your might alone cannot and will never be enough to ensure success or victory. You cannot overcome those challenges relying solely on your own strength. You really have to allow God to walk you through all those problems. You have to allow Him walk you through all those challenges, all those hardships, and all those tough moments that you find yourself. You need to understand that relying solely on your own strength or power is absolutely inadequate. And that's why you need to have faith in God. You need to have faith in God. You need to trust Him and depend completely on Him to help you in, you know, those challenging situations that you find yourself, that you are in right now, or that you may even find yourself. You have to trust God completely. And this made me remember back then in school, I had one issue with one of my courses, and it's really something I never imagined could happen to me. I never wanted it to even happen. I never prayed for it. Nobody prays for a problem, but it happened. And I was so scared. I was so scared of what the outcome might be. I was so angry. I don't know at who, but I was angry. I was sad. I was unhappy. And that's exactly what the devil wants. That was what he wanted, because it even affected my prayer life. It affected my study life. I couldn't study the Bible anymore. I couldn't, because I was so, you know, I was just thinking about that situation. I was crying, you know, I would cry a lot of times because I was just so scared. So the last thing on my mind was even to trust God or to go to Him in prayer. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. I realized that I couldn't help myself. I realized there is nothing, little or nothing, to help myself to solve that problem, to correct that mess. So I had to just go to God, because I know He's the only one that could help me out of that situation. I don't even know how He was going to do it, but I just had to just, you know, go to Him in prayer that, God, I am so sorry that I was hesitating and feeling reluctant to come to You before. You know, I had to plead for forgiveness at first, and I just poured my heart. I remember I was just crying in my room. I was crying and I was just, you know, telling everything to God that He has to just help me. So we have to trust God. We have to, when we face challenges, it's not the time to start crying. I know it's difficult, it's hard, it's something, you know, we are humans at the end of the day, but then we have to trust that we have a Father who is willing to help us, and we have to just go to Him trusting Him. We have to go to Him in prayer. We have to rely on Him to help us, to walk us through all those challenges. And when, if we can trust our fellow human beings, if you can trust your parents, maybe your parents has promised you something, if you can trust your parents, or you can trust your uncle, your friend, your aunt, any of your relative, or anybody that has promised you something, and you can trust that person to fulfill that promise, why should it be hard to trust God, who is the creator of, you know, those people? And the truth is, those people can even fail. You know, they can change what they have said, but God never fails. His promises are true. His promises are true and everlasting. He doesn't change. Whatever it that He has said, He will definitely bring to pass. So it shouldn't be hard for us to trust God if we can trust our fellow human being. Because I actually remember a time I needed, you know, a huge amount of money from home, and I called my mom. At first, I was thinking she wasn't going to give me the money, or because, you know, the situation of the country, so I felt the money was much. But then I told her, and she promised to give me the money, not instantly. She told me the day she was going to give me, and it wasn't instantly, it wasn't even that week she was going to give me the money. But I did what I trusted her. I knew she wasn't lying, because she is my mother, right? So that's exactly how we should trust God, because He is our Father. If He has said it, He will do it. If He has said it, He will do it. So when you find yourself in challenges, you have to trust God. Now let me state this. The fact that you rely on God completely to walk you through all your challenges does not actually mean those problems will get solved instantly or immediately. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say, because that's where patience comes in. You have to be patient. You know, I told God about that situation. I prayed to Him, and I realized I have to be patient, because you are facing a challenge, and you told God, does not mean immediately is going to be alleviated, immediately is going to be solved. But you have to trust God. You have to be patient, knowing fully well that He is definitely going to help you. He's definitely going to alleviate those problems for you. You have to trust Him. But the truth and the intriguing part of trusting God is that you will have peace. You know, when you tell God your problems, you will have peace. I remember after praying that day, I wasn't concerned anymore. I wasn't disturbed about that situation. I could still see the problem. The problem was still there. Yes, as at that moment, it was still there. I could still see it. But then, you know, compared to when I had not told God about the situation, each time I remember that problem, I busted into tears. But after I had told God about it, what happened? Whenever I remember, I'll just thank God because He has done it for me. I wasn't crying anymore about the situation. And that's because I trusted God. And I remember one of my classmates actually came to me and asked me, am I not disturbed about that situation? What was I going to do about it? And I was almost getting scared. I was almost getting angry, sad again, almost crying again. But then I remember I already told my father about it. So I answered her, it's not a problem. it's not a problem. I'm very sure she was looking at me that day, like, what she's saying. But I trust God, and I knew it was going to help me, even though I could still see the problem. And it helped me. It came through for me in a way that I still cannot even comprehend right now. God is ever faithful to his promises, and we just have to trust him that he won't leave us to suffer. He won't watch us suffer. He's our Father. He cares so much about us, and that's why we have to cast all our cares upon him. When you trust God and you also have, you know, that patience, it comes with peace. You will definitely be at peace. And, you know, this is really true, because you won't be bothered anymore. And that's because you're very sure that God's got you. I was at peace. I wasn't thinking of that problem again, because I knew God has, you know, solved it. Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7 says something very interesting. Very, very interesting. It says, be anxious for nothing, but through prayers, supplication, and thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And that verse 7, so intriguing, says, and the peace of the Lord will flood your heart. So when you tell God your problem, your situation, the challenges you're facing, you will definitely be at peace, because you've poured your heart to him, and he's going to carry those problems for you. He's going to alleviate those problems, and you will have that peace. And that's why I said, even when you're still seeing that problem there, you will have that peace, because you know you've told God about it. You won't be bothered, you won't be confused, you won't be angry, you won't be sad anymore. The devil wants us sad. He wants us to be unhappy, and that's why he wants to bring all those challenges and to make us, you know, to steal our joy. But he's a liar. We are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant. He is a liar. He can never overcome us. He can never, you know, there is nothing that will shake us, no matter that situation. That's why we have to stand strong. We have to keep building our faith and keep trusting God in all those situations. We have to keep trusting him, because he alone can help us. We don't have to give room for the devil to cheat us or to overcome. No, he is a liar. He's a loser over our lives. Trust God. Don't post about it. Pray about it. God is telling you, do not fear. He is telling you not to be dismayed. He is telling you not to be bothered, not to be discouraged, because he is with you. Because he is your God, he will strengthen you. He will help you and uphold you. So you have to allow God to walk you through those challenges. That's just my message. I am encouraging you. Allow God to walk you through all those challenges. Have faith in him. Trust him. Tell it to him in prayers. I know it's something hard. And I know those difficulties are so, so hard to, you know, but then you still have to trust God, because he alone can help us. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. And I want you to remember something. Life's challenges are opportunities for God to walk with us. Life's challenges are big opportunities for God to work with us. So you have to trust him. And when you trust him, when you seek his guidance and allow him to lead you, you will discover a path filled with light and love. It's the truth. When we trust God completely and we rely solely on him, trusting that he's going to guide us, and, you know, we allow him to lead us, we are definitely going to discover a path filled with his light and love. Allow God to walk you through all those challenges. Allow him to walk you through. He's there with you. He's there beside you. Tell him your situation. Tell him how helpless you are. Call upon him, and he's going to answer you and show you great and mighty things. And that's just my message for you. And I believe you're blessed already. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you. God bless you. Can we just pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message we've shared today about allowing you to walk us through life's challenges. We are grateful for the guidance. We are grateful for your guidance, love, and presence in this journey. And Lord, we pray that as we go about our days, may your wisdom and strength continue to light our path in Jesus' name. Help us, O Lord, to trust in your plan and find comfort in your counsel in the name of Jesus. Father, we commit our lives into your hands and we ask, O Lord, for your guidance in all that we do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed, amen and amen. Thank you so much once again. And if this episode has really touched you, if you are blessed by this episode, I implore you to please share with others, share with someone who might also need to hear these words of encouragement, please, and follow this podcast channel. Thank you so much. God bless you. Until next time, stay blessed.